Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
While I don't see this team falling apart in the next month plus, I didn't like what I saw this past week. I don't know how you could. I don't know how you could watch the starting pitching, which has been such a strength of this team all year. The hot streak that Giolito and Bale went on was, in my opinion, just as important as anything anybody else on this team has been doing, including Roman Anthony, including Jaron Duran, including everybody. You know, Trevor Story during his hot streak, Willy Abreu, all those guys. Which isn't to say that they should be diminished, but I think that Giolito and Bayo and the runs that they went on for the months of June and July have to be looked at as important as anything else that anybody's done all year. And to see them come back to earth a little bit, and I don't think that they're bad or that they're going to have lousy numbers here in the final stretch, but you know, you get kind of reliant on them going out there and performing that way as consistently as they've been doing, and now it's starting to, you know, come back to earth a little bit. Garrett Crochet, who I'm less worried about than anybody on the team, okay, I'm less worried about Garrett Crochet than any other member of the Boston Red Sox, but no way to like what you saw there. And ironically, it was Dustin May, the one guy who goes out there and gives you a nice performance. Walker Buehler, for a back end of the rotation guy, I mean, he's walked more guys than he struck out in three of his last four starts. All right, I don't know what else you need to hear other than that to know that this isn't a guy that you can really rely on at this point or really at any point this season. However, for a number five starter, even that thing last night, he only gave up four runs. Okay, the offense gave you one run. The offense is giving you one run, you're not going to win that game. I didn't think Buehler looked good at all. But for a back end of the rotation player, which is what he is, pitcher, that's not a terrible performer. You know, like we've certainly seen worse than that, haven't we? In just the last couple of years, we've seen worse than that. All right? I mean, it's not really that bad. And for Dustin May, if he can give you anything, then that may help offset the returns back to earth from Bayo and Giolito. But that's all really, you know, putting a lot of hopes and dreams out there. That's not really based in total reality yet. I mean, it's one good start for Dustin May. I'm happy about that. But I'm not ready to sit here and say that this is nothing to worry about. And, oh, yeah, they'll be fine. This is a different team. Don't worry about this team. You know, yeah, it's a different team, but there's a lot of the same guys, okay? There's some better players here. There's better top-end talent. But there are a lot of the same players that you've had over the last three seasons. And over the last three seasons, leading into this one, this is around the time that the team fell apart. I mean, go down the list. It's like clockwork, basically. And they weren't all in the same position coming out of the All-Star break, but let's start in 2022. That team's record at the All-Star break was 48-45. Their record on August 14th was 56-59. They went 8-14 and finished 78-84. Collapse. All right, 2023 at the All-Star break, 48-43. On August 14th, they went 14-13 after that. They were six games over 500. Their final record after going 16-28 for the remaining 44 games, 78-84. Last year's team, 10 games over 500 at the All-Star break. They went 9-13 after that, and then 18-24 the rest of the way. Right now, this team is 66-56. They went 13-11 since the All-Star break. That's the best of the group, okay? But let's not act like there's nothing similar here. Let's not act like this is a team that you can't, like 2023, for example, the closest record between the All-Star break and now. That team led the majors in errors. Sound familiar? The rotation had a lot of ups and downs. That was when Sale, Houck, Paxton all got hurt. You had Tristan Casas with his breakout year that year. Jaren Duran was very good. Rafael Devers had a big year. If this team right now goes 500 the rest of the way, they'll be 86-76. Is that good enough for the playoffs, Joe Braverman?
I think it can be. It depends on what year you're talking. Some years are greater than the other.
True. I don't think that's enough this year. I don't think 86 wins is enough to make the playoffs this year. I think there's too much competition going on right now in that American League in that wild card race. Even now, I mean, listen, you got Houston and Seattle flip-flopping over there. You got the Yankees gaining. You got Cleveland still around. I'm not as worried about Texas and Kansas City lately because I feel like they're kind of falling out of it, but they're not that far behind. I'm not willing to say that anything's really decided here yet, certainly not with the Red Sox. And while I don't think that they'll be a 500 team, this from this point on, did you hear those records from August 14th till the end of the season? They're atrocious. 16-28, 18-24, 22-25. I mean, you know, we're not talking 500. This is when those teams fell apart. Right around now, this is when it started. This is when the collapse began. And I'll say they've survived long enough now that these games are all still relevant. They're 10 games over 500, and they're still looking pretty good. They're still positioned pretty well. But I'm not going to pretend like a road trip like that where you go 2-4 is something to just, you know, hand wave away and act like it's no big deal. I can't. You can't do that. You can't do that with this team. You can't do that with this group. You can't do that with this manager either. You can't. And I'm getting pretty tired of him getting thrown out of these games. I'm sorry. You know, I mean, you want to say, well, they keep telling me it's important that I'm in that dugout. That's a career high in ejections this year. All right? So stay in the dugout, Al. If that's what they're telling you, then do it. And his explanation about what happened last night does not make any sense. So I don't think this is all going to be some big referendum on Alex Cora or anything. But you do have to look at it from that perspective somewhat.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This year's team is different, right? Craig Breslow this morning was saying as much, wasn't he? Can we pull up Breslow from this morning when he said that why this year's team's different? Because it's important to realize what the thinking is in the front office right now. It's that we're not going to be like those other teams because of what I did in the offseason.
It's so hard to pinpoint a single thing, but I think when you look at for, you know, the group of 26 guys and the coaching staff. There's a belief in each other. There's an excitement for coming to the field every day. We're getting contributions from everybody on the roster. You know, one day it's the starting pitching, you know, that's leading the charge. Another day, some big at bats, and there are guys up and down the lineup, maybe guys that have been assumed to be kind of role players who are now stepping into more prominent spots. Ultimately, I just think these guys, they enjoy each other. They love playing baseball. They love competing. And when you put all of that together, baseball is, you know, I think has always been whole being greater than the sum of the parts type thing. And I think we're seeing that to some extent now.
Okay. So that's what he said. This team's different because they all really like each other. You know, that sometimes it's the pitching, sometimes it's the clutch hit, sometimes it's this, sometimes it's that. We got role players playing big roles. We got platoons all up and down the roster, and it's all working out, you know, really good, and it's going to be different from last year and different from the years prior to that. I mean, listen, I hope the vibes are able to float this team somewhat. But as we all know, vibes can shift, okay? We've seen vibe shifts with this team all year long. From the first day they landed and everyone was all excited, the vibe shifted immediately as soon as they put a microphone in Rafi Devers' face. All right? The vibe shifted when they traded him. The vibe shifted maybe a little bit after that trade deadline. We'll see. But in a good way. The vibe may have shifted since then. You know? You can only rely on vibes so much. Vibes don't run into outs. Vibes don't make errors. Vibes don't strike out with the bases loaded. You know? Like, it's easy to just sort of say that's what it is. But this team still has some major, major issues that they sometimes look like they've gotten past. But then a game like this one, you know, it's Hunter Brown. He's a very, very tough customer. Okay? I'm not going to act like that's some easy guy to score off of. But they had him on the ropes. You know, they had him balking runners around. Trevor Story had Duran on third base and was hacking up there. Even though you could tell Brown was feeling it a little bit. And, you know, I want to believe that this team is different, that this team has changed, that the frustrating 500-esque team that we watched for 3 months to start the year is not really who they are, that the hot streaks that they've gone on are really more indicative of what they can be, because we all want to believe that, right? I certainly do. You do, Joe. You know, everybody does. We know what this team's capable of. They've shown it to us a few times. Wait till they play the Yankees. That's when they reach their potential for some reason. This year, the Red Sox at their best is when they play the Yankees. And that's coming up soon. All right? So don't fret. But I'm at the point now where if you want people to buy in fully, if you want this team to really be all in, Craig Breslow, listen, I hope this team's going to be different too. You know what would have been different? You know what would have really made a difference? If you'd actually gone for it at the deadline. That would have been different from the last 3 years, because for the last 3 years, you have neglected the deadline. And it wasn't you, okay? It was Bloom, two of those years. But it was you last year, and it was you this year. And I'm sorry, but that's what would have been different. That's what would have made it. If you want to talk about this group being a different group, sure. But you can be different, too. And you weren't different, all right? You weren't different at the trade deadline. You were different in the offseason, sure. Trade deadline, same story. And that could have made a difference.
So you're saying that if these moves were made and they still went 2-4 in this stretch, you would not be as concerned?
No, I wouldn't. I mean, I wouldn't be happy about it. But at the very least, you can say, well, they recognize something with this team. They understood that this is a team worth investing in. They believe that this team can make a deep playoff run. And they're also aware of all the other teams that are competing with them going out there and bettering their rosters. And they didn't do any of that. You know, it was a nice start for Dustin May. And by the way, Steven Matz has very quietly been kicking ass every single time he goes out there. All right, so props to Breslow for getting Matz. That was a pretty good move. I'll give you that. But, I mean, he's not
Shouldn't
exactly.
Be a headlining move.
Not really. It's not like he's out there closing games or anything. It's not like he's out there as your setup guy. But he's been good. When you put him in there, he's been good, which is more than you can say about Jordan Hicks. So, fine. Good. Good for you. You got one good reliever out of every move you made. You got one good reliever who can pitch the sixth. Okay. I guess that's something. It's not nothing, but come on. So, there you go. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. With the upcoming schedule, the Red Sox are going to have a lot of opportunities here to really beat up on some teams. Can they do that? can they maintain their focus? The Marlins at Fenway should be chum in the water, no pun intended. You know what I mean? But like that's what that should be. The Marlins coming to town, Alcantara and that terrible year that he's having. You got that kid Junk coming in here. It's my Jansen Junk. What a name, by the way. You can't lose to Junk, okay?
That's the one day you're going to be a non-Sox fan, a Marlins fan. Jansen Junk! Go, go, go!
If Garrett Crochet loses to Jansen Junk, I can tolerate Arrighetti. Or did he lose to Javier? Was Crochet Javier or Crochet Arrighetti? I can't remember now.
I think Crochet was Arrighetti.
Okay. No. He was the first.
No, it was Javier. It was Javier. It was Javier. Game one.
And then Arrighetti got the loss. Arrighetti was game two. That's right. So I can tolerate that because Christian Javier at one point last year or 2 years ago was pretty good. Like, I remember him on that Houston team thinking, oh, this is a pretty good young guy. And then he had Tommy John. He missed a year and 2 months, and that was that. But if you go out there and you lose to Jansen Junk, I'm officially peeing my pants. Okay, if the Marlins come to Fenway and you don't win at least two of those games, really you should sweep them. But if you don't win at least two of these games, I am officially peeing my pants, okay? I will have wet pants. And I'm not proud of that, but that's where it's going to be, all right? I'm not there yet, but we're getting real close. And you better fry up these fish this week. That's all I'm saying.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.